A landmark deal has been agreed upon to transition away from fossil fuels. At the COP28 climate summit, nearly 200 countries agreed on the deal in a bid to negate the worst effects of climate change. Although the deal represents a significant step forward, critics, including island nations expected to bear the brunt of global warming, have pointed out that the agreement does not insist on an explicit commitment to phase out or reduce fossil fuels. Instead, a compromise was reached, in which countries were asked to contribute to a global plan to transition away from fossil fuels as a source of energy in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. The deal aims to achieve net zero by 2050. The COP28 agreement, which followed 2 weeks of fierce negotiations, hopes to meet the goals set by the Paris Climate Agreement of 2015, particularly the plan to keep the temperature rises within a threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius. However, the Alliance of Small Island States, which represents 39 countries, said that it wasn't present in the room when the deal was signed off. There have been concerns that the agreement includes a litany of loopholes and that it fails vulnerable nations. The deal, which recognised that a 43% cut in emissions would be necessary by 2030, relative to 2019 levels, was hailed a success by many, with observers calling the agreement historic and pointing out that it is the first time that the need to transition away from fossil fuels has been officially recognised. The generally positive outcome came as a surprise, considering the location of the summit, the United Arab Emirates, a country with a large oil-producing sector. COP29 will be hosted in November 2024 in Baku, Azerbaijan.